Sometimes we forget how interconnected everything is, and that's why I work hard to try to make some of these news stories that tell you how they're affecting us here locally. You may remember that a few weeks ago it was determined that there were a very few but a limited number of cases of avian flu among some chickens in Scott County, Arkansas, just south of here. Well, Yum, which owns KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, used to be part of PepsiCo, reported earnings this morning, and they missed on revenues, but they beat earnings per share. Their net income was down about 15%. Their revenue was down about 8%. Now, what's the connection? Their real problem is in China. In China, same-store sales down 20%, whereas same-store sales in the U.S. were up about 1%. Well, what's the connection? Well, people in China are not going to their facilities because they're concerned about avian flu and U.S. exported chicken products. So it comes all the way back here to us here locally. It's Thursday morning, so we get data this morning on jobs and the for people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, an unexpected jump, 360,000. It was 335,000 people filing last week, a pretty significant jump. But even in spite of that, Dow futures are up. Now, yesterday the market was down slightly. It did rally some, and then it was up significantly this morning pre-market because of some comments from Mr. Bernanke. He continues to try to bring people comfort after he rolled the markets in May and June, saying that the Fed was inclined to ease up or stop quantitative easing, which is where they spend $85 billion a month in bond purchases to keep interest rates down. Yesterday he said, quote, "Highly accommodative monetary policy for the foreseeable future is what is needed in the U.S." Translated into English, because he doesn't speak English, he speaks Fed speak, what he's really saying is, "I'm sorry I scared you so much. We're not going to let rates go up as quickly as you think or as badly as you may be expecting, so just settle down." Now, we've been talking about Dell Computer a lot lately because Michael Dell and his partners are trying to take the company private. Carl Icahn, the activist shareholder, trying to do otherwise. We've been talking about Hewlett-Packard reorganizing, cutting costs. They just eliminated 500 jobs in Conway. Well, why is all this happening? Well, we get some more data this morning. PC shipments, personal computer shipments, down for the fifth straight quarter. Longest streak on record, and they're not just down a little. Second quarter shipments of PCs worldwide down almost 11%. The, quote, good news is they're only down 1.4% in the U.S., probably on corporate purchases. Dell used to be the number one manufacturer of PCs in the world. They're now number three. Hewlett-Packard's number two, and Beijing-based Lenovo is number one. A few days ago, actually last week, we reported that the Tribune Company, which used to own the Chicago Cubs and still owns the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and a bunch of other stuff, and we announced last week that they had bought 19 television stations, including KFSM here in Fort Smith. Well, it's kind of interesting. Now the Tribune says that they're going to split and spin off their publishing division from their TV business line. Now, News Corp has already done this a few weeks ago. The Time Warner is getting ready to do this. One analyst says, quote, "This is the end of an era when news broadcasting and publishing went hand in hand." And isn't it interesting that KFSM, used to be owned by a publishing company, is now owned by the Tribune. They're going to be spun off into this separate company. And you may wonder what's happening. Well, newspaper ad revenue in 2005 was $49 billion a year. 2012, $25 billion a year. Pretty significant drop. And we talk a lot about discounters and how they're competing with Walmart and other companies. We've reported earnings earlier this week from Family Dollar. Well, today, let's talk about Fred's. Now, you may not be aware of the fact who they are. Fred's is much smaller. They have 691 stores. They're headquartered in Memphis. They have one store in Fort Smith that a lot of people haven't discovered yet, apparently, but they are a discounter. They say same-store sales up 4.5% last month, total sales up 3%, and they also say that they're seeing higher traffic count and higher transaction amounts. Of course, this ties into the numbers we got from Family Dollar, and what we're seeing is there are still headwinds for the consumer, and they're still focusing on necessities and shunning things that they can put off for a while, and we see that also in Fred's numbers.
Yeah, I know they had one down at Greenwood at one time, and it closed. But we've got one here in Fort Smith.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Phoenix and Jenny Lind. There were used to be a grocery store, then it was a Gold's Gym. They're by Jerry Neal's barbecue.
Yeah,
the corner across the street.
That's how I put things, John. And when I try to find something, it's always everywhere I can eat. It's out by so and so's diner, you know, or wherever.
Yeah, it's close to Catfish Cove and close to Jerry Neal's. That's all that's important.
There it is, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach.